Q94, it's your amount of rock, and it's a free-for-all freaky Friday morning adventure. We got some great rock and roll still to come, and it's Friday, of course. It's the coaches' shows, and we're heading into Burger County, Douglas County, to talk with head coach of the Ava Bears, Casey Merrifield. How we doing, man?
Doing good, and you?
Fantastic. It's Friday, and, I don't think we're going to be looking at mid-90s and heat index into triple digits on this Friday.
We're ready for wintertime. It's been a rough grind here. We got summer a little bit late, so we're ready to move on and enjoy some of those fall temperatures.
Yeah, you can only take so much clothing off, but you can always put more clothing on.
That is a fact.
Well, your Ava Bears, you are 1-1 on the year. You picked up a week one victory, and then last week, hey, you jumped right in there. Rogersville is a solid, solid football team. But take us through the last couple of weeks, what you've seen you've liked and what you thought you and the Bears needed to work on.
Week one was an awesome game. We come down to the last play and figure out a way to get a win there. And, we were very thrilled about the effort we played with. And we roll on to week two and just have a buzzsaw come to town. And, the score sure don't look like it, but we still feel like our kids did a lot of things well. They played as hard as they could, and that's all we can ask for them as coaches. So, even though it got lopsided very early, a good football team can do that to you. So we got plenty of things to build on there. We know that the group of kids we've got is going to play as hard as they can for four quarters, and we're excited about that.
Well, tonight you're going to be hosting SCA rival, the Mountain Grove Panthers. And you would know this by far greater than I, but that is probably the Ava Bears' top rival. Agree or disagree?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think growing up as an Ava Bear, coming through school, I think the good versus evil comment about everybody that's graduated from either school's heard it. So, it's a big rivalry, and we have fun with it.
So, Mountain Grove, offensively, you guys are similar. You like the flex. Yeah. That's your base, and then you expand upon that. But what are you seeing out of Mountain Grove this year?
They've still got the same. I hate to use the word operator, but their quarterback does an excellent job of operating the offense and getting the ball to where it needs to be. And he's good enough with his feet to beat you. Just like he, mm-hmm. Doesn't look like he's a first year taking varsity snaps for sure. He just makes sure he gets where it needs to be. And they've still got the A-backs that can score at any point in time. So they're explosive. They haven't thrown the ball much this year, which we kind of expect to happen to us this week. I'm sure they'll air it out a little bit more than they have been. But they're very well coached. They're a disciplined football team, play very hard in the trenches, and just a good old school tough football team.
Well, to me, this game right here, yes, you got to score to win. Totally get that.
Yes.
Totally get it. But tonight in Douglas County, the Ava Bears and the Mountain Grove Panthers. I think it's all going to be about the defense. I don't know. I may be wrong saying that, but I think it's going to come down to just who's going to be a little more grittier.
Yeah, I think a lot of high school football games are played that way. Maybe more so on teams that are ground and pound, but I think when you put two football teams on a field, a lot of times just effort and who's willing to keep playing as hard as they can when they hit a little adversity will determine the outcome in way more games than it doesn't.
Well, ought to be a good one tonight. Again, the Mountain Grove Panthers will be at Ava. And Coach Merrifield, we appreciate your time to visit with us. Good luck tonight, and we'll visit with you real soon, okay?
Sounds good. You have a great day.
All right, folks, we got some more rock and roll still to come, and we got more coaches still to come. So you stay right where you're at. The Mountain of Rock, Q94.